Praise God. Amen. The presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Just let the peace of God fill this place some more. Close your eyes and just soak in His presence. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for saving us. We thank you. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. We thank you for the fruits of the Spirit. We thank you for faith to overcome sickness and disease and poverty. We thank you for the faith to overcome and cast down Satan in the name of Jesus. The principalities and powers we bind in the name of Jesus. Leviathan we bind in the name of Jesus. Apollyon we bind in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is filling this place more and more and more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Necks are being healed right now. Necks are being healed right now. There's nerves in people's necks are being healed right now in Jesus' name. Somebody who's had problems with diarrhea is being healed right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Minds are being healed right now in Jesus' name. All sickness and disease right now is being taken by Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the stripes on your back. We are healed, Lord. We thank you for the blood that you shed, Jesus. We thank you for the virgin birth. We thank you for your death. We thank you for your resurrection, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we can speak in the authority of your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you our flesh, Lord, the works of the flesh. We invite the Holy Spirit to come upon each one of us in this place, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I can see the color green. There's new beginnings and starting in people's lives in this place right now. New beginnings starting in people's lives right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody who's been praying for a home. I just see a home that's completely empty. Completely empty that God's going to give you favor and grace in. Hallelujah. It's completely empty right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Peace is coming to us right now. More peace. More peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God said in His Word, let there be light. And light came. Guess what? The Bible says in Isaiah, your light's going to shine. If there's any darkness in people's lives, any sin, sickness, or disease in your life tonight, God's going to let the light shine in your life and drive out that darkness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, because He's a miracle worker. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. There's somebody who's having trouble swallowing. God is, whatever that is, the Lord Jesus Christ has just healed it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody who's got a problem, an ear problem, and God is healing that right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that this goes out on the web, Lord. And all who hear the word of God and hear the word of knowledge, Lord, if they'll receive it, help them, Holy Spirit, to receive it. To receive it into their marriage, to receive it into their minds, their bodies, into their finances, because all things are possible with you, Lord. All things are possible to us. And Mark 9:23, who believe. We believe now, Lord, because our belief is the Word of God. Our belief is the Holy Spirit helping us to get deeper in the Word of God. We give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord. We just love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, so much for allowing us to come into your holy presence, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The name of the message tonight is, Where Do I Live? Where do you live? Well, the enemy would like to have you live in sickness and disease and being broke and mind problems, depression, oppression, and everything else. Well, God's going to give us a little message from the Word of God tonight. And he's asking, where do you live? Because sometimes the garden, our minds, take on seed. And if there's bitterness or anger or unforgiveness there, it'll reproduce itself. Seed reproduces itself. So that's the reason why it's important not to be able to have any generational curses, because it reproduces itself. If you're angry about somebody, it'll reproduce itself, and you start being angry about this one over here, and so on and so forth. And so there's two kinds of seed, you see. The Word of God is seed. And you get the Word of God in your mind, you see, it'll drive out the other seeds. Amen? So you've got to ask yourself, where do I live? Because we make choices. This lady drove all the way from Delaware right here to get prayer. Yes. Where is that, by D.C.? Is Delaware by Washington, D.C.? Pretty close. How long of a drive is it? 3 days. Did you drive with her? No. She drove you. Wow. This is the mom sitting there, right? It's nice to have you here. God bless you. Anybody drive all the way from Delaware, man? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you say you have... Is that what you had? No. Did you hear what she said? Oh, okay. She got healed here. Yeah. Many people have been healed here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Where do I live? Well, we want to live in the Word of God. We want to live in the freedom. We want to live in the anointing. We want to live in the mind of Christ. Amen? We want to live in His grace so that God can flow through us. And we can bring those messages and that grace and that love and that anointing to people and release it into their lives. Say, I receive the mantle of Jesus, which is the Holy Spirit. He's upon me and He's in me. That's where I'm going to live. Thank you, Jesus. Number one, turn to Proverbs 18:21. 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Where do I live? Well, if you speak life from the Word of God, you will have life. Do you know that everybody has a condition, and you're in that condition? Not because God won't take you out of it. God's already removed you from it. Because we don't know how to get out of it. You can only get out of it by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. Amen? So you need to learn not to speak death, not to speak disease and sickness and poverty, not to speak anger or bitterness. You see, you speak life. You speak grace. You speak the power of Jesus in your life. You speak the anointing of the Spirit of God is upon you. You speak the mind of Jesus Christ is in you if you allow it to be there. And the Holy Spirit will help you let that life of God. So death and life are in the power of the tongue. So God has saying, I want you to tame your tongue. I want you to speak life. I want you to speak that you're washed in my blood, that your sins are forgiven and forgotten. I want you to speak all those promises that are in me, which are yes, yes. I want you to speak that. I want you to speak that. I don't want you speaking death. I don't want you speaking sickness. I don't want you speaking disease. Are you listening? That's the word of God. And so where do I live? Well, you live where you speak. If you speak life, you'll live there. And guess what? Every time you try to speak life, the enemy will send someone to you that you may speak anger. Usually it's somebody you don't like or somebody that's hurt you. He'll come by or call you up or something like that. And because we have those phone things today, if we see who's on the thing, if it's somebody we don't like, we don't answer it. You need to answer it. You need to run to the wall. Amen? You need to show the devil who you are. You need to let that devil know it's your blood bought. Let your flesh know your blood bought. Hallelujah. So that's the first thing. Where do I live? Well, it depends what you speak. The enemy will be throwing darts in your mind. You've got to hold up the shield of faith, which is Jesus. He wants you to speak negative stuff. God wants you to speak positive stuff. His word is positive. Amen? So you'll live where you speak. And saints, you can't just speak it. You can't speak life for one day and speak hate and other things for five other days, six other days, whatever is left. You can't do that. You got to speak life all the time. Even though the enemy's throwing darts in your mind, even though your wallet says zero, your checking account says zero, you're going to see millions in there. You're going to see financial blessings in there. You're going to speak financial blessings. You're going to call those things that are not as though they are. You're going to act like a son. You're going to act like a daughter. You're going to act like the body of Christ. So what you speak is important to God, and that's where you'll live. Amen? 23:7, Steve. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. See, as we think, that's how we are. So where do you live? It depends how you think. It depends how you think, that's how you are. If you think you're just an old worm and you're going to die, guess what? See, I think everybody is in the condition they're in, whether it be financially, because we put ourselves there. We don't know how to receive from God. We don't know how to submit to the Holy Spirit. As a man thinks, so is he. I used to preach that if you want to know where you are, listen to your mouth. Right? If you want to know where you're at, listen to your mouth. If you're sick in sickness, your body will probably be sick. Whose report are you going to believe? God says you want to believe the report of the Lord. So where do you live? You got to live in the report of the Lord, regardless of what's going on. This is not something as easy, saints. No one wants to say, I'm happy when someone's run over your foot. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. How many here has been looking for a rent or a house or something? Has anybody been looking for? There's one back there. Did you hear the word of God tonight? Then your confession must be, I got that house. Amen. And I'm not talking about God goes around and gives houses, but God does miracles, doesn't he? Hallelujah. So as a man thinketh, so is he. Hallelujah. You know what it is? We let luxury sway us and takes us down a wrong path of stinking thinking. You ought to seek the kingdom. You ought to ask the Holy Spirit to help you confess the Word of God and start speaking it every day. Amen? So where do I live? It depends what you say. Listen to me, saints. My mind, you're going to have to listen closely. I'm from New Hampshire. Say, my mind is my garden. Every seed in my mind will reproduce itself. So I choose to put God's word in my mind so that it'll reproduce itself. So I will allow the mind of Christ to be in me. If you have other seed in your garden, that's where you live, it'll reproduce itself. We got to stop connecting to our families here on earth and start connecting to our family in God in heaven. Amen? So wrong seed, and that could be bitterness, that could be anger, that could be sexual thoughts, whatever it may be, it'll keep reproducing itself. That's why some people start off on reading pornography or watching on a computer. And eventually they're acting it out because it reproduces itself. But if you start speaking financial blessings and greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and you start speaking the word of God, and you start speaking you're blood bought, and you start speaking you're a king, you're a priest, you start speaking you're a son, you're a daughter, you start speaking that you have an anointing in you, it'll reproduce itself. God will grow in your head. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Guess what? Doubt is a seed that will reproduce itself. If you prayed for 100 people and no one's gotten healed yet, keep on praying for them. You know why? If you stop, doubt will reproduce itself, and all of a sudden you'll start thinking, this don't work. Amen? Amen. If you have to lay hands on yourself, sometimes we got to lay hands on ourselves because of our stinking thinking. Amen? Hallelujah. So God wants you to know, for as he thinks or as she thinks, we want to make sure we include the women in this. See? As we think, so are we. And if you start thinking doubt, there is no more miracles. There's no more things that the Bible says. Eventually, it'll reproduce itself. It'll flood your mind, and your mind will be against the supernatural power of God. Or you may not speak it out, but you'll say to somebody, that don't work. I prayed for 100 people. I've been praying for people for 35 years. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, Jesus, give me the power. See, he called the apostles together in Matthew 10, 1. Go over there, Steve, if you would. And he gave them power to go out and heal. Guess who was in the bunch? Judas. He gave all 12 of them power. If he gives us power, that doesn't mean we won't be seduced into other things. That doesn't mean we're not going to have no battles. Oh, 10-1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits. See, Who switched that off? How did you know it was off? You just hear it. The switch went off. I don't know. See? I got a devil in my mic. See, he laid hands on all. I mean, he gave the power on 12. And in 4 it says, he also laid him also on the one that betrayed him. So when you get power, saints, it doesn't mean you're going to betray. That means you're going to come into testings and trials. That means your faith is going to be tested. And he says more that you have, more is expected from you. He does not expect you to get into trial or testing and then start complaining. Where do I live? Well, Jesus must give us the power. We don't do anything until we hear from heaven. And that's John 3:27. Heaven is in us. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that what it said? John Anson has said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. See, we step out and say, oh, I got it. Your flesh would like to have it. But unless the Holy Spirit flows through you, and guess what? He don't partake of bitterness or anger or complaining. He takes from Jesus and gives to us. He don't take from your flesh. And so as a man thinketh, so is he. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Where do I live? Well, have I changed my tongue? Have I tamed my tongue? Is the power of God flowing through me? How many here felt the power of God while she was doing praise and worship? Everybody felt it, right? Ain't that wonderful? You know, let me tell you something. If you can be silent from time to time, you can walk in that power all the time. You can feel that presence all the time. The reason why we don't feel it all the time is we can go in or go out. We can go out into the flesh and get angry or get mad. All of a sudden, we seem to lose it. God ain't, the gifts and the callings are irrevocable. It belongs to you. That's the reason why you feel the presence fill this place. He wants everybody to know here that all of you are equal, including me, and that we can feel the presence of God. But it's as a man thinketh. See, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Where do I live? Do I live in my family's background? Maybe there's some things in my family. Do I live there? Do I live in something that's happened to me years ago? Am I still living there? As a man thinketh, life and death in the power of the tongue. Where do I live? You have to question if there's, where do you live? Because if you don't question yourself and you're still being broke and you still can't get healed and you still have battles in your mind, there's something going on with your tongue. There's something going on as the way you think. Do you know there's a place in Colorado Springs where people go down? It's New Age. And if you could go in there, and they got rocks and everything, I haven't been in there, but I have confronted these people and I've prayed over them and led them to Jesus and so on and so forth in a hospital. But if you go down there, you can find Christians trying to find that spiritual experience. As a man thinketh, so is he. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. I had somebody who's been listening to the tapes. And I preached the last couple of Friday and Sunday on submitting to God, then resisting the devil. She submitted some things to God, and the presence of God came upon her, and the peace of God came upon her. This goes out over the website and everything else. We get all kinds of, I think there's, how many's on the counter now, Jeff? Almost 21,000. And we just started this thing last January, was it? November. And there's 21,000. So we're reaching some people. It's not just this here. And he gets those messages right up, and their DVs are on there and everything else. There's a lot of people. You see, people have trouble the way I preach and do things. You know that? I don't have any trouble with it. People do. As a man thinketh. See, I think that I am a child of God. I think I'm blood-bought. I think I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I think the gifts of the Spirit are in me. I think. God said. Say, God said. God said. See, we got to start listening to what we say and see if it's what God says. Amen? Romans 12, 2. You all know where you're going. Hallelujah. I told this young lady over the telephone, I said, you need to read Psalms 91 every day. And she just told me tonight when I walked in here, I've been reading Psalms 91 every day. See, as she thinks, life and death are the power of tongue. When she reads Psalms 91, she's speaking life. Amen? Hallelujah. So as a man thinketh, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Where do I live? Well, it depends how much you're willing to renew your mind. Romans 12, 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world. In other words, the world, the devil is the god of this world. We are children of the kingdom. Amen? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, how you think, what you say, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's God's perfect will that you walk in healing. But it depends on what we say and how we think. Because some people are going to say, well, I've been over there, Mayo's given me words and prophesied over me, and it's never come to pass. What did you do with it? When Elijah in the Old Testament said, I hear the abundance of rain, what did he have to do? He had to send someone up in the mountain to find the rain. See, God gives us something, and then he must give us directions. And one of the directions is how you think. Another one is what you say, what your tongue says. The third one is how you renew your mind, how you think, how you renew your mind. How much of God's word do you believe? How much of God's word do you get in your mind? If you got that God's word in your mind, it'll reproduce itself. It'll reproduce the mind of Christ. It'll bring visions and dreams into your life. It'll bring the anointing in your life flowing through your life, rivers of life flowing through you. It'll bring a supernatural power that'll take you beyond your flesh. He said to Josh, I give you Jericho before you even had it. I give you healing before you even got it. I give you the mind of Christ before you even got it. I give you angels. I give you visions and dreams before you even got it. It depends how we think, and it depends what we say. Can we tame our tongues? Can we speak healing when our body is decaying? Or can we believe the report of a doctor and not believe the report of the Word of God? So where do I live? I can live in bitterness. I can live in anger. I can live in pornography. Because God says, I want you to learn how to renew your mind. If you want to know my perfect will for your life, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says that God said he's prepared something for us, but it only can be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Eye has not seen, ear heard, or into the heart of man what God has prepared for us. But the Holy Spirit will reveal it. The Word of God will reveal it. So I must learn to think properly, and I must learn to speak properly from the Word of God. Else, if you start speaking things, saints, it'll reproduce itself. I'm telling you, discouragement. I was in my prayer closet today, and God says he has released confusion. He's not the author of confusion into the world. So me and my wife went out Monday, I guess it was. We had to go three different places. Every place, it was unbelievable confusion. And the both of us said to each other, we can't get angry now. We can't get angry now. There's a lot, but I'm not in the world. I'm in the kingdom. I must operate from the kingdom. So I must have kingdom thoughts. I must have life thought, speak a life of the Word of God, because it'll reproduce itself. So when confusion was coming at us, the Word reproduced itself by saying, God's not the author of confusion. And so we bound confusion in the name of Jesus so it wouldn't light on us. It'll reproduce itself, saints. Where do you live? Where you live, only where how you think and what your tongue says. That's where you live. You can be a Christian. Christian means Christ-like, but you can live in disaster. You can live in anger. You can live in oppression, depression, and all kinds of different things. You can live in sickness. I lived in MS for 7 years. You got to learn. When I first got saved, there's two or three people whom God has said this to that I know of. He said, Romans 12:1, offer your body holy, living sacrifice unto God. And two, don't be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you'll know and prove what the perfect will of God is. Well, I want to know what God's perfect will is for my physical body, and my spiritual life, and so on and so forth. I got multiple sclerosis. It's not God's will that I have MS. So I had to start thinking properly. I had to renew my mind, and it didn't happen like that, saints. I had to go to the school of the Holy Ghost and be educated from the Word of God. I had to stop saying things I used to say before. My tongue had to be tamed. But if you'll do this, you'll walk in healing. You'll walk in peace. If you'll practice, plastic don't bend. There's no flexibility there. It just kind of flops around there, you know. What'd I say? What are you doing, shooting cockroaches?
No, a fly?
Yeah. Did you get him?
No, I don't think
so. He's running around in here?
Yeah.
Is he messing with you? the fly?
No.
Did you speak to him in the name of Jesus, or did you try to whack it first? I guess. See, we tried the flesh first. That didn't work. Evidently, you said you missed it.
Yeah.
Well, next time, try Jesus. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So don't you want to know what the perfect will of God is for your life? God has prepared things for us, but it's only going to be revealed to us by the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, to Isaiah, Steve, 11:2. Isaiah. All this is available to you. Isaiah.
My wife said it's you. Isaiah.
Huh?
My wife said it was cute.
Your wife said it was cute? It's cute. Praise God. Where do I live? Well, you know, it depends how you think. Life and death in the power of the tongue. If you renew your mind. Listen now, all this, I said all this to bring you to this, because God says in Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Anything that Jesus has should be resting upon us. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. In other words, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, you know it's not right to do this, and you're not going to just do it anyway. Your flesh may want to do that for a while. Hallelujah. So this is available to us. So where do I live? I can live. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon me. That's where I can live. You see, if I renew my mind. Depends how I think, what my tongue is saying. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Okay? You ought to read this every day. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon me, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. In other words, you should have understanding of the gifts. You should have understanding of the cross. You should have understanding of the blood, the name of Jesus, the power of God, and the power that rests upon you. You should have understanding of the Holy Spirit that's in you. You can get there. Where do I live? I can live in the flesh or I can live in the spirit. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon me, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel. In other words, you should be able to be counseled by the Holy Spirit into the gifts of the Spirit, into visions and dreams, into the supernatural realm. Amen? He wants to counsel us. You and I can't find that realm of God, but the Holy Spirit in us can bring us into that. What do I have to do? I have to decide where I want to live. I don't want to live in the flesh, you see. I don't want to have stinking thinking. I want to have the mind of Christ. I want to think properly. As a man thinketh, so is he. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. If I renew my mind, I'll know the perfect will of God for my life. The perfect will of God for our lives is to have the Holy Spirit reproduce the ministry of Jesus into your life. Nothing is held back, saints. Nothing is held back. But this is available to us if we'll just do these two or three things. As I think, say as I think. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. I'm going to know God's perfect will. I'm going to renew my mind with the Word of God. It shall reproduce itself, and I shall have the mind of Christ. See? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Isaiah 35:8 says, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. I'm redeemed. Praise God. What does Isaiah 32:15 say, Steve? Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. You see, God's intention is for us to keep on growing. Not just to get one tree, you see, a fruitful field. God wants to pour His Spirit upon us. And that's the reason why we read that back in Isaiah, you see. This is all available to us. You know why? It'll produce Jesus in our lives. There'll be no demon be able to stand in your presence. There'll be no sickness be able to stand in your presence. There'll be no disease be able to stand in your presence. No blind eyes will be able to stand in your presence. Any germ that lights on you will die because of the anointing of the Spirit of God upon your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Watch it. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you got to stop and think. If you're having all kinds of problems, what kind of seed is reproducing itself in your life? What kind of seed have you taken into your mind? See, you've got to take in the Word of God. And we're going to give you a free DVD and DVD tonight before you leave here. Are you going to be here just tonight, right? Just make sure she gets a free one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you won't have to write all that stuff down. It'll be on the DVD. Can you play a DVD at home? Huh? Are you saying something back there? That sounds like a sermon. We got to hurry up and get with it. See, I don't want Jesus coming back, me be so, have all kinds of different seed in my mind, I stand there, who are you? I want to know Jesus. You remember two guys walking down the road and they were complaining about his death, and he was walking down the road with them, and he said, what are you complaining about? They killed our master. He has this way of coming in different forms. Do you know that? Maybe he's appeared to you and you don't even know it. Maybe he's standing here right now and you don't even know it. You know why? Well, that's not what he looks like. Do we know what he looks like? You know he comes in different forms and everything? He may be sitting in right here amongst us. Oh, that's just George. That's not Jesus. Huh? What did George say? Something smart?
So Christ or
Oh, surprise, surprise. Hallelujah. See, it doesn't take an awful lot to learn about God, but you got to make sure you have the right seed. If you put an apple tree in, it ain't going to produce oranges. If it does, call me. We'll make some money. That's why I told her, read Psalms 91. That's why I'm telling you, as a man thinketh, so is he. I wrote something down, and I'm going to say it. That's just the way I am. Whatever God gives me, you get it, no matter how it comes out. We blame the lack of riches on circumstances, not knowing we are the sole author of our own condition. That'll make you get the CD. Because somebody will say that again? No. If Jesus is standing here and he said, prophesy that over there. Say that again, Jesus, and he don't tell me again. But you see, I'll be nice. We blame the lack of riches on circumstances. We've always got an excuse why we can't get financially blessed. Not knowing we are the sole author of our own condition. Where do we live? How do we think? Are we speaking life or are we speaking death? Are we renewing our minds? Do we really know the will of God for our lives? Do we really know what God has prepared for us? Are we calling upon the Holy Spirit to counsel us and teach us? You don't have to be in oppression. You don't have to be in depression. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to have sickness in your body. But just like he said to Elijah, Elijah said, I hear the abundance of rain, but it wasn't raining. Can you get a hold of this? Just because God said you healed doesn't mean you're healed. That may sound strange, but that's true. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you how to receive healing, how to give Jesus the glory, how to have faith in Jesus, how to understand the cross. So in the Word of God, he says he healed them all. I give you Jericho, but he didn't have Jericho. He gives you healing, but you ain't got it yet. I give you or ask you to let the mind of Christ be in you, but you don't have the mind of Christ yet. So he gives Joshua some things to do. He gave Elijah some things to do. He said to Naaman, I want you to wash 7 times. I don't want to wash 7 times. I don't want to keep on asking. Ain't it funny? Jesus prayed for a blind man twice. Didn't he? First time he saw trees. I don't know where we come up with this stuff. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon me. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. It all shall rest upon me. See, that's what's available to us. But I got to have the right thinking. I got to be speaking his covenant. I got to be speaking his life. I got to be speaking his word. Life and death in the power. I got to be speaking his word because it'll reproduce itself. Eventually, saints, if those who are in ministry, the word of God will be flooding you and flowing out of you. See, I've noticed Jerry, the praise and worship leader. I don't know how long she's been doing it now for us, but how long have you been doing it, Jerry? 5 years? She's gotten more anointed, more relaxed as the time went on up here. See, when she first came, I think she was worrying about whether she was pleasing me and Betty and this type of thing. This is our daughter-in-law, by the way. But I've noticed It's gotten stronger and stronger on her. She's very free with Jesus now. The point I'm trying to make is, whether it's her, whether it's me, whether it's you, you don't start off just flowing in this thing. God's going to expect you to, if you hear the abundance of rain, it ain't raining, guess what? The devil will tell you, see, you miss God, it ain't raining. I give you healing. See, you're not healing. You're not healed. You miss God. You see what I'm trying to say? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You see? As a man thinketh, so is he. Renew your mind. So we've got to get people to understand what God says in here is true. It is ours. But sometimes, and we don't want to put God in the box, sometimes it manifests as you get a miracle. Sometimes he's going to want to get you to do something. Because you find it all through here. Why did he tell Mary and Joseph, take the baby and go to Egypt? Why didn't he just protect the baby? Baby Jesus. But he said, no, pack him up and get him out of here. Get him out of here. Why do you allow Paul to be overnight in the ocean? Why do you allow Paul to be bitten by a snake? See, we don't know God. We got him in a box, and we got a narrow highway, you see, and hallelujah. Have you ever come upon something bitter? It could be bitter and you come be in your life. You ever been at something bitter? Why would he tell Moses? He said, Moses, pick up that tree and turn it in there. The tree turned the water bitter. He may tell you to do something to get rid of the bitterness. See, we're just expecting God. Oh, God, I'm bitter. Well, he ain't going to tell you to swallow antacid. He's going to say, start thinking differently. Start speaking differently. Start renewing your mind. If you want to live where God lives, and God lives in you and I, if you want to live in the anointing, if you want to live in the grace and the love, if you want to live in the forgiveness of God, that blood covenant, then you got to say that. You got to think that way. Amen? Are you blessed? I am. I preach myself happy all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Do we go to Isaiah 35, 8, 9? Not yet. What does that say? 8 says, the highway shall be there, a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. The enemy wants to make you think you're unclean. God says, I want you to renew your mind. As you think it, so are you. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You have a right to walk on it. Hallelujah. That flies up here. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to punch it and knock myself out here. A highway shall be there, a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walk on the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. 9 says what? No lion shall be there. Arr, lion, going around like a roaring lion, seeing who he can devour. Nor shall any ravens, beast, go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Say, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Ha, 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 devil! Praise God. You're redeemed. You're redeemed. Listen, saints. I told her over the phone, she remembered it. She says, I told her, you got to make Jesus more important than your sickness. You got to make Jesus more important than your pocketbook. You got to make Jesus more important in your marriage in order to have a good marriage. You got to make Jesus, you see, the top of the line. You got to make Jesus important. You want to walk on the highway of holiness. You're redeemed. You can go there. The devil will tell you, no, no, you can't go there. I've been a fool. Some of you people here have been, if you're honest. We've all been a fool. I can remember one time I told a guy, I'm going to buy your church. We went over and painted it and remodeled the house. There was a little house that went with it and rebuilt the fence and painted it. It came to closing. I called him. I said, I can't come. He said, why, you sick? I said, no, I got no money. Oh, you'd never believe that guy was a pastor if you heard what I heard. But you see, I was a fool. I went over and laid hands on that building. The Holy Ghost has got to prepare you. I wasn't speaking that kind of stuff. I wasn't speaking life. You see? I wasn't renewing my mind. I was, no, God, you're just going to give it to me. Well, how come he didn't give him the rain? How come he didn't turn to bitter water? How come he told Mary and Joseph, get that baby and get out of here? How come he told Naaman to wash seven times? I'm telling you, saints, when God says in here, you got it, you have it, but God, the Holy Spirit, wants to teach you something. And you can get a miracle just like that. But if you're called into the ministry, God's going to teach you how to flow and walk in the footprints of Jesus. How to carry on the ministry of Jesus. God don't want you popular. God wants Jesus in you popular. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, Jeff, turn on. We want to worship God. Ten in the orange. Hallelujah. Just getting ready for ministry? Just listen to this song. Yes? Hey, Jeff, wait a minute. It's on.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Let me see that thing. Hello. That thing ain't on.
Okay. Who won the blessing with one new? Nobody. Everybody's broke, I guess.
Testing. That thing ain't working.
Let me go back and forth. Oh,
just speaking to that.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Made me feel important, huh?
There you go.
Okay.
I'll put my elbow on you so you won't fall.
Okay. Okay. that means he loved me. See? He don't choke me to death. Just with a little touch of love. Okay, before you start, the Lord showed me that he is going to bless everyone here big time. Okay, and there is going to be a specific people that God appoint them for a ministry. I saw a dent. God is going to crack the dent, okay, and he's going to release the waters. After he releases the waters, okay, automatically it's going to form rivers. And there is people here who've been preparing for ministry. And my brother in the corner, you are a man of God. I never talked to you, but you got a great calling in your life, and God is going to send you into the nations, as well as my brothers here. You've been waiting for something, and your daughter, anytime she dances, she's preparing the atmosphere, and she got a great calling. But God is going to use you, and preparing you to go into the nations. You think you are not, but you touch God. And then when you touch God, he's going to touch you back, okay? When I see a dent that he cracked, And the water is infiltrated. So he's going to allow the water to go through the dam and to form rivers. He says, I called you. You are unique. Your daughter is special. You're waiting for something. I got to keep jumping because it was very strong. And I keep jumping because I keep seeing how I try to put it together. But you've been talking to God. And what he's going to show you, you never saw it before. Mm-hmm. And when you see it, everyone here is going to be able to see it. And you think that you are not called, I've been preparing you. And I'm going to launch you to go into the nations. Wait, and you will see. The virtue, it will flow out of you. That you will not, just with your presence, is going to be more than enough. You're not going to be able to talk just by the presence. When God saturates you and his word, when you submit to him, you obey his word, he prepares you. God is going to use you. Your ministry, brother, up there, all the way in the back, brother, is going to be huge. You got a great calling and a great anointing upon your life. I never talked to you. I don't need to know about you. He showed me. And you're going to be, he is going to do great things. And you are going into the nations. See, there is people here with great anointing. God has been preparing you for a specific time, okay, and for a specific purpose. And it's not in vain. You think that he's not calling you. You think that he's not answering to you. But just even by you walking up there, people are going to be healed, restored. I see growing legs, okay? The power of God, it will flow in such a way, in such a manner, in such a dimension that never happened before in this time. And then the power of God is going to come mightily in this house, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, praise God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Jeff. you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you. What did you say your first name was? Yeah.
Joseph.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is going to start doing something different in your life as early as tomorrow. There has been times when you have been just carried on by your flesh, and the enemy has put words in your mind and almost tried to destroy you, and you almost fell into it. But God says you'll be awakened tomorrow morning fresh, and that which was in your mind shall no longer be there. God says there'll be a direction by the Spirit of God. A light will come into you. The Word of God will come alive in you, and you shall walk in the direction that God has given you, and it shall be your wisdom. And God says tonight, you shall be brand new. You shall be brand new starting tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit from him. I bind Satan from his mind right now. I bind principalities and powers from his mind. I free him by the blood of Jesus and authority of the name of Jesus. I command him to be healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I send the Word of God right down into his bone marrow right now, Lord, deep into his emotions, Lord. And I speak to his emotions, and I curse it all, and I command it to be loose from his body in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Anybody who wants prayer, come up here right now. Anybody who wants prayer, come up here right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Everybody up here, raise your hands. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. We just ask the Spirit of God to come upon these people. Oh, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I impart into him right now as I touch him right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Every bit of it's free, Lord. Washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of it in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the precious holy name of Jesus, Lord, I touch him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I touch him right now. Come up here, brother. Come up here. Come right up here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I touch him in Jesus' name, Lord. A fresh wind, Lord. A fresh wind, Lord. Hallelujah. A fresh wind upon my brother, Lord. Healing from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Going right in him now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of healing, Lord. In the authority of the name of Jesus. The presence of healing, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Pray. Raise your hands, dear. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch her afresh, Lord. Touch her. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come down here just a little bit. Hallelujah. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The authority of the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, you've been looking in the wrong places. I'm going to lead you by my Spirit, and you're going to find that which you've been looking for. There has something that's been just kind of driving you out in dry places. God says, I'm going to bring water to you in the dry place. I'm going to bring my word. I'm going to bring my presence. My grace is going to be upon you. You will find that which you've been looking for. There's something that's been lying dormant in you that God's going to resurrect tonight. He's resurrecting it tonight. It's going to bring freshness and life all through your physical body, and you'll find what you've been looking for, because God says your season has arrived, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The presence of the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Just blow all into him, Jesus. All into him, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the healing power of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus going into my sister, all through her brain, Lord, in Jesus' name, in the authority of the name of Jesus. I curse this right now. I curse it right now. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, principalities and powers, you spirits of disease and sickness and cancer. I bind you right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I just release your love, Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus, all through her mind, all through her body, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her with your love. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Every bit of cancer is cursed in the name of Jesus. Cursed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. She'll go back to Delaware healed in her mind, healed in her body, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of it. Go! In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go! In Jesus' name. Go! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, in the authority of the name of Jesus. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I bind this disease right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of Parkinson's disease, leave her body right now. Touch her, Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, principalities and powers, in the name of Jesus. Let her be healed by your cross and by your power, Jesus, throughout her mind and throughout her body. Right now, I curse every disease. I curse every sickness in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in the authority of the name of Jesus. You are healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let it go. There you go. There you go. Go right high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Carol's healed. You're healed in Jesus' name, Carol. Hallelujah. Did you feel anything, dear? You did? Where did you? Give me the mic over there. Quickly. Hallelujah. Bring it over here, Jeff. Put it under her mouth. What did you feel?
Jesus' presence.
Tell me, explain it. What did you feel like?
Warmth, peace, love.
Warmth, peace. Wow. Praise God. Did you feel everything, Carol? Did you feel anything, dear?
I felt sort of frightened.
You was kind of frightened at first?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's scary,
then
huh?
Then I got weaker,
You got weaker? Yeah. Hallelujah. God overwhelmed you, dear. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's so nice to have you come. We invited her. We met her someplace and invited her here.
Clinic.
Yeah. Praise God. God bless
and
you, Carol.
And I don't know how we met. We just sort of bumped into each
other. Yeah, I just saw her in the elevator. You remember the lady in the wheelchair?
Yes.
Yeah. God bless you, Carol. You're going to start feeling different. You wait and see, dear. Hallelujah. I'm feeling better already. Praise God. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, dear. Father God, right now I bind this bladder cancer in Ted. In the name of Jesus and the authority of the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Bladder cancer is going. I curse it at the root right now. I send the word of God into his body, into his bladder, Lord. I send the power of the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you've called us and you've given us your power to heal, Lord. And we don't have to be there, Lord. When the centurion came to you, Lord, he said, would you heal my son, servant? And you did, Lord, but you didn't go there. You just spoke, Lord. And we speak to Ted, Lord. We speak to his bladder. We speak to this cancer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let her feel the power going into Ted in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, we love you, Lord Jesus. Oh. Presence of the Holy Spirit, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, I touch every one of his family members right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I break the power of Satan over their lives. I break those religious spirits over their lives. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that salvation through you, Jesus, is going to come to them, Lord, because the Holy Spirit is going to convict, is going to teach them, Lord, and his family is going to come into the kingdom of God. Satan, I break your religious spirit over them right now in Jesus' name. Principalities and powers, I break your spirit, your power, your over them right now in Jesus' name. You will leave this family in Costa Rica, is it? Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, I just send the Holy Spirit, the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon this family down there, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know right exactly where they are, Lord. And this family will come into the kingdom of God because that's your love and that's your heart, my Lord Jesus Christ. And so we thank you and we praise you, Lord, as we speak it in the authority of the name of Jesus into their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. And I speak the peace of God, Lord, into her life, Lord, that sleep will come tonight. I speak rest and peace and sleep will come into Leslie's life right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Nothing shall be upon her mind, Lord. Her mind will be at peace, Lord. Oh, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise, isn't God good?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Just let the peace of God come in here. Everybody's walking out of here refreshed. Everybody's walking out of here healed if you need healing. Everybody's going to walk out of here and expect the financial blessings to come into your lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pray as a man thinketh. You got to think wealth, saints. You got to think wealth. You got to believe that the seed of Abraham is in you in Christ Jesus. The seed of Abraham is in you in Christ Jesus. You notice that nobody in the New Testament was blessed like Solomon and Abraham. You know why? Because God set it up one way. For example, all the finished work of Jesus at the cross also finished your finances. So when you give something, and I'm not taking up a collection here, but if you give something, it's already yours because he already set it up in Abraham 430 years before the law came into place. See, we think we're given this to get something, but it's already ours. Healing's already ours. Grace is already ours. Peace is already ours. The power of God, the Holy Spirit, the anointing is already ours. The gifts of the Spirit is already ours. And that doesn't mean you ain't going to have to do anything, but when you start speaking, the blessings of Abraham are in you in Christ Jesus. Jesus is your seed. Amen? He didn't give the seeds. He gave the seed. He's your seed. That means everything in Christ, in you, you see, I'm going to acknowledge all those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. The blessings, the financial blessings of Abraham is in me in Christ Jesus. So if I'm over here trying to work and trying to get it this way, not realize, it's just like healing, the finished work of Jesus. You understand? It's the same thing with the Abraham. That's the reason why you don't see the apostles with all kinds of houses and all kinds of money and everything else. Because it's already been set up, saints. It already belongs to us. I don't know if you can get that revelation or not, to get that light, but God says he'll let that light come into you. If you stop for a minute and go over here, you're getting healed because of the finished work, the stripes on his back, and so on and so forth. You're getting cleansed because of the blood he shed. You went through the death with Jesus. Now you're into the resurrection, okay? Now you come over here, you see, if it's all done over here, it's all done over here for your finances. It's all done for your saints. We tithe because he taught Abraham and tithe, right? Into Melchizedek, which is another God. I mean, not another God, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So sometimes we do things to get healed, and healing belongs to us. He may ask us, like he did Elijah, I hear the abundance of rain, to do something. He may ask you to do something, particularly if you're in ministry. He may want to train you, okay? But that doesn't mean it's not yours. He's already told you it's yours. Over here, Abraham's blessings is already yours. It doesn't mean you don't tithe, but it's already yours. But he may get you to tithe. He may want you to do something. He might want you to have the wisdom and the understanding where this is coming from. And it's coming through Jesus Christ. This is how he set it up. Abraham was taught the gospel. He was taught the gospel. That was all in place. After the cross, healing and grace and mercy, everything is in place. It's the finished work of Jesus. Amen? Some people can't receive this. You know, a lot of Christians think we just got to do all this stuff, turn around three times and spit and do all this stuff and everything else. But I do know that God sometimes, because he's training us, he's testing our faith, he may ask you to do something by faith. But every promise is ours. And how did he work with Abraham? Promise. Right? Hallelujah. There's one blessing that comes through Abraham, through Christ, I mean. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We praise you for your word. We thank you and praise you for the healing and for your anointing, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you allowed us to come into your presence, Lord. We just thank you for saving us, Jesus. Thanking you for writing our names down in heaven. We just thank you, Lord, that the message tonight, Lord, that we will know where we're at, Lord. We will know because we're going to think differently, Lord. And we're going to, life and death in the power of tongue, we're going to speak life. And we're going to renew our minds, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you and honor you, Lord, for your wonderful word and for your wonderful blessing that it will reproduce itself for your glory. So it's in Jesus' name that we pray and give you honor and glory. And everybody said, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shake someone's hand and say something nice.